Welcome back. It's always great when Rick DeCristofaro stops by here from Quincy College for an update. First of all, there are neighbors here in Quincy Center. Mm-hmm. And second of all, there is a ton of stuff going on. So Rick, always great to see you. Thanks
for coming. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for having me. And it is always a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we
always
appreciate it. Yeah. Absolutely. Because there is, it's a great story to tell of Quincy College.
Yeah,
let's try to remember
proud.
How many years the college itself, it's early, late 50s? Or
1958.
Okay.
Yeah, 1958. And then the 61 is when they started offering liberal arts courses. Yeah.
Okay.
Right through the school committee. That's where that municipal piece comes from.
And it's still there today.
Yeah.
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 There's still the a
municipal
strong connection.
There. School committee had it until 93, and then a board of governors came in and did that. Yeah, so.
And look where it's grown to.
I know. It's a great place.
Baccalaureate programs offered now at Quincy College.
Yeah.
You've got a Plymouth campus now.
Yeah. Campus setting in Boston and on Arlington Street in Boston.
That's right.
With workforce. Yeah. So a lot of really, really good things. And the bottom line is it's a gift to so many students that may not have had this idea that I'm going to go to a four-year school and I'm going to do this. But they go there and it's like another home to them. You know, there's a ton of success stories.
Even though it's expanded and grown, it's stayed true to its roots of being a community college, accessible to everyone.
It really has, and I think people feel that, And although it's a commuter school, I still think the most of these students that we have a real connection of the heart. Mm-hmm. You know, they feel this belonging, the value that they have, and our faculty treats them that way.
Absolutely, yeah. So what's going on? What's new? Let's talk about enrollment.
Enrollment is very good, and we've been increasing every year. This year was about 11%.
Oh, very good.
Increase. So right now it's a little under 4,000, so 3,950 programs with academic and workforce development. Academically, it's probably about 3,400. And then after that, it's all our workforce programs, which are really great. Many free grant programs that we've continued.
And those are designed specifically to put people into jobs right out of Quincy College. Right?
Hospitality with Quarry. Philip Chong is helping us a great deal. Yeah. And community healthcare worker, pharmacy technology, biotech, ESOL, HiSET, all free programs, and a lot of Quincy residents are involved in these programs, which is really, really great.
Yeah.
Great thing.
Again, staying true to its roots, right?
Yeah.
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 We should talk a little bit about scholarships. You just had a successful ceremony.
We did. Yeah. October 16th, our foundation, Quincy Foundation, College Foundation.
Also new.
Yeah. Running it, and we just gave 120 scholarships.
Wow.
So it's about $240,000 that we gave, and those students, again, so appreciative. So each one got a $2,000 scholarship. Yeah, so a lot of smiles. You know, we love those events.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's all good stuff, right?
Yeah.
But that goes a long way, especially at a school like Quincy College, to help them further
their
education.
It really does. It really does, yeah. So, and many get the $2,000, put it towards their tuition.
Mm-hmm.
Some may not have a significant balance, and they get that $2,000, and it can help in a lot of different ways, which we're very proud of.
Some seed money to jumpstart. Yeah.
Exactly.
Very good.
Yeah.
An alumni organization that's coming back?
Yeah, we're working hard. Again, because it's a commuter college, it's not that, that simple to get it going, but we're trying, and we had a really nice event for alumni, and we found a lot of people that we didn't realize were alumni, so we'll get a group together and see what we can do, and technology will help us, get out, the emails will get out much quicker, we send our newsletters and that sort of stuff,
just social media and stuff.
Let them know that we're growing, we haven't forgotten you.
Do you know some of the older ones, Rick? What years they were from Quincy College?
Well, let me say, we had an alumni basketball event, and all of a sudden, we just put it together pretty quickly, and there were more the younger students, and then I started to hear, from the class of 63 and 64, that people we would know. You would know if I said a couple of names, and they called immediately and said, "Wait, why weren't we included?"
Wow,
so
okay.
We'll do something very special in one of the basketball games,
that's
and
great.
We'll invite everyone,
So well, they're in their 70s and 80s now, right?
They are, they are, and they're still watching, They're still watching what we're doing, how we're doing it, so it's a good thing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So they went to school in the Coddington building.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Which is still there as well.
It's still there, beautiful building.
Yes.
Mayor did a great job, you know, making sure that was the administration, as well as city offices as well.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of, is there any news to report on a new home for Quincy College these days?
No, no, we really haven't. We haven't really talked about it a lot. And I mean, I think Mayor Koch would be the person that would be shepherding that. And we really haven't had some discussions.
Okay.
We're really in negotiations to take a look at what we're doing at President's Place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where are we headed with President's Place?
Yeah.
So we're doing, you know, have, you know, balls in the air trying to say, okay, where are we headed?
Yeah.
You know, but we know we'll be around. That's a good thing.
So, yeah, I know he's mentioned perhaps some of the facilities at the at ENC, the old ENC, you know, might be maybe for athletics, perhaps, or the library,
gym.
Perhaps.
Yeah, those buildings would be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, the dorms, I don't think we're ready, really, for that leap. You know.
That's another whole story, right?
It
if
is.
You want to become a
and then you
live in school.
Dorms, and you go food service.
Right.
It'd be a lot to do.
Yeah.
A lot to do. You know, and whether that would be the right thing for us right now, that'd be up to debate.
Is that what your students need, right? That's what you're always asking.
It's all
about student
that's great. It's a great point. And do they need that now?
Right.
I don't think so. But in the future, when you look down the road, if you look 5 years ahead, 10 years ahead, I think that that's really time will tell. But right now, I think we're really good right where we are.
Yep.
Still growing.
Let's talk about early college, high school.
Oh.
I mean,
tremendous program.
It's over, 5 years old now, just about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 5 years, yeah, wow. And about 340 students from both Quincy and North Quincy.
Yeah.
Plus, we're expanding. I mean, the designation we have, Quincy and North, we also got designation in Holbrook, and we're in line for designation in Weymouth and Brockton and Oliver Ames and Holbrook. We have people calling us now and say, can we be a part? You know,
that's a nice
position. Before we were out there saying, hey, you know,
look at us. Yeah.
But, you know, the other part is that accelerated program I've talked to you about before.
Yes,
that this year we have 15 students at grade 10 and then another 20 students that, you know, start in January for accelerated. So they'll graduate with not only their diploma, but also an associate's degree in general studies from Quincy College. Savings of time, savings of money. And all these programs, you know, within early college have saved Quincy families well over $2 million.
That's amazing.
And that is great. And I wanted to do some work and see exactly what that figure is.
Yes.
So when students go to all of these colleges, they almost every one of them start as sophomores.
Wow. They've saved a whole year's worth of tuition
a year
and time.
Tuition,
time.
Tuition and time, that's a good point.
Wow.
That's what it is. So we're very, very proud. The dual enrollment piece, you know, which is kind of the feeder into early college. We have 28 K-12 partners, you know, from Marshfield to Milton to Mansfield, you know. So getting into Southeastern Mass as well as the South Shore. So
we're showing folks the kind of the timeline here on screen that they can see. Starting in 2021, Early College High School Pathway Program begins, as you mentioned, students grade 10 and 11. The following year, the first symposium, right?
Yes.
Pathway symposium. Then you add 12th graders that September. And then a parent advisory team. I don't think we've talked about this before, Rick.
Yeah.
What
key.
Is that? Yeah.
Key. We felt like, you know, it's a K-12 program, and K-12, obviously, about families. And the parents were knowledgeable, but not a part. You know, to say what do we, you know, where should we go with different courses?
Oh, all right.
You know, should we start with vocational programs? You know, should we start with all different types of programs that are at both high schools?
Yeah.
So they're the ones that had the input into, you know, what we do and how we program for next year. It's very similar to what PTOs do.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
Advisory boards.
Gotcha.
In the school improvement plans, you'll find key parents that really want to do more than just have their student come to school. They want to be a part.
Yes.
So that's really what that foundation is there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm glad you mentioned that because I hadn't heard of that before. So that's interesting.
Very good part. In fact, at the symposium, there's a parent on the stage talking about you know, what the parent's role is in that. And I don't think there's another one like that in the state.
I think you're right. Yeah.
You know, so it's good. It's very positive.
2023, we saw the second annual Pathway Symposium, and then the first year of Summer Academy for Early College High School.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well over 200.
Is that right?
Students, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And
these are high school students that are going to college in the summer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, I want to mention State Street because they contribute.
Yes.
State Street Foundation, as well as the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
Okay.
They do so much with funding studying as well. So these students are taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
You know, many take one course or two courses and then have jobs after that.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, with workforce. You know, so very positive. Very
yeah.
positive.
These are highly motivated students that
they
are taking
advantage of it. They really are. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they have a clear path in mind that they want to follow. And
yeah.
They see this as an opportunity.
Yeah, the vision and the pathways that I think were not available way back to the mighty class of 1970. You know, but they are taking advantage of it, and I think that's perfect. And plus, that whole parent advisory group also feeds into that
okay.
as well. Come
yeah.
on, let's go.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But the attendance is incredible. You know, these students have 100% attendance even in the summer. So
That's when you know they want it. They
yeah,
want
no,
it.
Just great kids.
Yeah.
Great kids, great families.
Nice. Last year, quite a bit, the third annual symposium,
yeah.
right? That
yeah.
started out the year. Then the second summer academy
yeah.
that summer. Grade 9 students interview mm-hmm. for the accelerated associate degree mm. program.
Yeah.
What? Ninth
yeah.
graders?
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Imagine that. And they interview with parents.
Yeah.
They interview as a family because
okay.
we realize that as you do accelerate, you're taking more courses, and you're taking courses during the summer.
Yes.
You know, so these students are really driven, but their families are right with them.
Yeah.
You know, if a
it's
mother
key,
or
it?
Dad or aunt or uncle says, you know what, it's too much, then it's too much.
Yeah.
But these students, and they stuck with it, 9th grade to 10th grade, they're still the same cohort of students.
Yeah.
So they're really terrific.
But you didn't stop there.
No.
That
no, why do that?
Yeah, because that November, oh, let's take it to grade 7 and 8.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they just did Central,
yeah.
But 97, 98 students involved in that.
Okay.
Also parents,
yeah.
you know, involved in that, planning on when they go to high school, what's offered at both high schools. That was a terrific, really terrific piece.
Yeah.
They've done Point as well. So they did the program at Point, Saturday morning program at Point, Saturday morning at Central.
Yeah.
And in March, they'll do Saturday morning at Broad Meadows.
Next March. Right.
They started with Sterling.
Okay.
So Atlantic is the last one.
Oh,
so
right.
that'll be the fall of September 26th.
Okay.
26, yeah.
Yeah.
Scary.
I know,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
yeah. So that'll be the 5 middle schools.
Yeah.
And it's all just making sure that these students do have that vision
yes.
for themselves early.
Yeah.
You know, It's different. It's very, very different, but it's a gift. It really is a gift. And as long as this funding comes in from DESE, and I'll say, you know, Speaker Mariano has been really an advocate
is that right? yeah.
for early college high school, early college events, dual enrollment. So we appreciate his support as well. But it's grown, and I think it's going to continue for a long time.
Yeah.
Those 7th and 8th graders are already thinking about 9th grade and how I can begin, and should I be an accelerated student?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's powerful.
It's also indicative of how important, as you mentioned, the family support is,
yeah.
right? Especially at that younger level.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is.
And I know you saw that as the superintendent for the...
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
And the other thing is, too, some of the families are much more involved now in the school as well.
Yeah.
You know, because it's brought them in. So they're not only early college, they're involved in other programs as well.
Right.
And I think that's a great thing for the principals, assistant principals, and staff.
Setting an example for their kids, too, right?
Yeah,
To have them get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah, they're very proud of the program and very proud of their school, North
sure.
York Quincy.
Then this year, just a few things happened. Not,
sure.
Not much. You started with the Accelerated Associate Degree Pathway Program
yeah.
Back in January, the 4th Annual Pathway Symposium,
yeah.
which is going to be a regular event now, right?
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
And
is.
Then in June, Year 3 of Early College High School Summer Academy adds a healthcare pathway
yeah.
for high school students who are in the your
yeah.
tech program.
Yeah, because, yeah. you know, I mean, healthcare is what it is. I mean,
yes.
our programs,
especially here, yeah.
our allied health programs are unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, and we're building, in, you know, over at Seville,
mm-hmm.
There is no more parking underneath there. So,
that's
you know,
right.
we built our radiology lab.
Yes.
So we're extending that. So that's radiology. Surgical tech
yeah.
will be down there. We're adding occupational therapy assistant in September. You know, we're extending our CNA program down there. So that area okay. is really going to be very, very nice. And that'll be done, should be done late December, very early January.
Okay.
So we're ready for the second semester.
Yes.
But an incredible improvement down there. So PTA, OTA, surg tech, radiology.
Almost
also
like,
all the healthcare pathways.
I was just going to
pathways.
Say, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we would love to. You know, I say now, you know, so when I got to Quincy College, I said, yeah. well, why Quincy College? Now I say, why not?
Right.
Why not? Yeah. And I know students still go Quincy to Quincy, you know, oh, come on, I'll go somewhere, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you know what? If you want to bring your dual enrollment credits here, you're going to be done in a heartbeat or continue for a three-year baccalaureate program.
Yeah.
So. Quite a benefit.
Indeed, yeah.
Quite a benefit, yeah.
Well, while we talk about healthcare, let's talk a little bit about Quincy College has an EMT program as well, right?
We do, and we've had it, you know, certainly since I've been there, 5 years.
Has it been
Okay. Yeah. And, you know, we partner with Comprehensive Medical Training Institute, so it's not like they do the actual teaching for paramedic and EMT, so each year there's well over 100 students that go through this program. And they do the recruiting, they do the teaching. We do the collection of tuition and all the registrations that we do, and then the revenue is split between the two, between the institute and the college. Very, very successful. Very successful.
Yes.
We have graduation. It's in Quincy and in Plymouth.
Oh,
yeah, we have graduation, and these students, they go on to some really terrific jobs.
And there are demand in all of the healthcare fields right now.
Huge demand.
You know, from
in both.
Yeah, from occupational therapists to EMTs, and of course nurses. How's the nursing program?
The nursing program is good. It's we're doing more.
Yeah.
You know, we have more students in Plymouth and in Quincy.
Okay.
We need to, the PN in Plymouth, we need some work, so we need to market that a little bit. But everything else is really doing great. Our Bachelor of Science in Nursing, our fourth baccalaureate.
Yeah.
We have approval. Everything's fine, but you have to wait for your accreditor to say it's okay.
Oh,
so,
I see.
And they only meet, you know, three or four times a year.
Oh, is that right? Oh.
Yeah. So when you're a business, you kind of wish they met a little bit more, you
know? But like tomorrow.
Well, we can't tell them that. So so they will approve it in March. So we will begin our BSN, a Bachelor of Science in Nursing, in the summer.
Okay.
But then you got to say, okay, what's next?
Yes.
You know, what does the barber say? Next.
That's
you know?
Right.
So what we do is now we're looking at, okay, cybersecurity. Is that something we look at, cybersecurity? Or do we have a three-year baccalaureate in business, you know, and have that deciding, do you want to do accelerated business or the regular? So
so we'll
need
to have
survey.
You back.
Pardon?
We'll have to have you back.
I know. Yeah, so we'll survey the students. We'll make sure the faculty has weight in here and also says maybe try this or maybe try that. Psychology is doing unbelievable. Maybe we go for a master's degree in psychology. You know, so
breaking news.
Yeah. No, we're making sure, as I tell people, we need to be uniquely competitive.
Yes.
You know, we're unique. We're not a community college, but we really serve the community.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? So we're proud of what we do.
Happy holidays, Rick. Always great to talk to you.
Always. A pleasure.
Thank you.
You know, you do great work,
thank
and
you.
Thank you so much.